Great. So, yeah, again, this is produced in 2008 by BMW Group, and this is one of 600 Mini Electrics. Mm-hmm. 450 of these cars were in the United States, and they were part of a field trial.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. And essentially, with this vehicle, we were trying to find out how people were going to use and charge an electric vehicle.
Uh-huh.
So customers had them in 2009 and 2010, and we learned a lot from them, not only about those issues, how they would use and charge these cars, but also what were the strong areas of value for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a few of those. They included, the intersection of clean and fun. So not only was this car better for the environment, better for air quality, but it was also extremely fun to drive, and it had great performance, as you hopefully...
Woohoo! that was a tight turn. So are they going to be produced commercially for sale?
So BMW will have a 1 Series electric on the road at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. They've already rolled off the assembly line in Leipzig, Germany. And those cars, about 1,000 of them, will come to the U.S. For another 2-year lease program. And that's a technology demonstration. We're learning about the technology. BMW wants to produce the best electric motor, have the best battery system, and so that's the purpose of the 2-year lease program again with the Activi. It's a BMW product. It's not a Mini. It will be fun to drive. It will be a luxury EV.
Mm-hmm.
We have announced a lease price in the U.S. It's $499 a month.
Uh-huh.
How
do the charging, that is just at home, or how would people on the road charge it?
Yeah, so we'll be offering a residential solution for them through AeroVironment. That's our preferred partner.
Uh-huh.
And so at the dealer level, when the customer comes in, they express interest, AeroVironment will be looped in immediately, and they'll come in with an electrician and complete the whole process of installing the in-home charger in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those customers who don't have a garage, maybe they live in a multi-dweller unit, an apartment complex, something like that. This car will also be able to use public charging infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
That will be a level 2, which will allow a complete charge of the battery in about 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
So they'll have that opportunity as well.
Is it possible that it might be useful for, like here in the Bay Area, we have those, car pooling things like rideshare or car share, and there's another one, I can't think of the name at this point, where there would be cars left at a certain point and then people who have signed up to be able to use them can use them.
So car share, will electric cars from BMW be included in car sharing programs?
That's my question. Thank you.
So the answer is eventually yes.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't announced any partnerships for the Activi,
mm-hmm.
but it's strongly likely with the i3, which is our 2013 production vehicle,
mm-hmm.
that some of those vehicles will be incorporated into car sharing programs. And we think that, car sharing is an important business to be involved in, because BMW is moving away from the traditional car ownership models, or selling large expensive cars, to really providing mobility and finding solutions around that, and sustainable mobility is really a priority. So.
Oh, great.
So yeah, absolutely. In our office, we are, doing research on car sharing, and you know, what are the implications for, you know, greenhouse gas reduction, for, you know, as a business case for BMW, you know, that we know that there's a, there's going to be a large market for car sharing in the future. Young people are moving towards that direction in cities, especially, where they don't want to own a car. They don't want the traditional car ownership models, just don't work for them, don't appeal to them, so we have to find other solutions.
So I should get your name and maybe when you say that you're in your office, you're mm-hmm. investigating this, what mm-hmm. Particular part of BMW is that, or what, you know?
I'm sorry, so you're asking which...
Where you said in our office we're investigating, you know, we're looking at car sharing. And I just wondered what your office was.
My office is called BMW Technology.
Okay.
So we are research and technology group for mm-hmm. the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're in Mountain View.
And the research into mobility, like this sounds like an mm-hmm. interesting, much wider than just car sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
absolutely
something I can find more about?
Yeah, so so we're also investigating you know, concepts of around multimodality, and you know, we're currently working on a hybrid electric bicycle, and we're currently uh-huh. working on car sharing programs. We have one in Munich, and we're looking at you know, partnerships in the United States for car sharing as well. Mm-hmm. And also, how do you link different modes of transportation to provide a mobility solution? So that might include driving someplace and then taking a train and then taking a bicycle for that last mile. And you know, we'd like to be involved in all of those aspects. So planning and reservation services. And also, of course, you know, designing, developing the best cars and bikes and things like that to be incorporated into that solution. So.
And are there places already in the world that are sort of heading in that direction? I mean, I'm thinking of like really bicycle-oriented mm-hmm. countries, and you know, but I guess that's just one mode of transport.
That's right. Yeah. But I think, you know, as people move into megacities and cities in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, issues around congestion, parking, and you know, air quality, and you know, lots of places like London, for example, they charge a fee for driving through the middle of the city for mm-hmm. for you know, air quality and congestion reasons. So I think that, you know, the environment for individual mobility is changing,
uh-huh.
and so, you know, we're just trying to be a part of that solution, and multimodality and bicycles are one part of it. So
is buses, like commuter transit, is that part of it, or you're not in that field at all?
Yeah, we're not building buses. Where we see an opportunity is in services around multimodality. So, you know, like for example, an application on your smartphone
uh-huh.
that might enable you to find a bus station, to take that bus, to get off that bus and navigate the last mile, or maybe
right.
it's, you know, walk to a BMW car sharing service and get a car and drive to the mountains, whatever it is. So in order to enable that, we would need, you know, products and services around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Good. Yeah.